Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on this weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior field hockey star at Mamaroneck High School, Daniela Maresca. So, Daniela, nice to meet you. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Really? You said that out loud? Wait till the end of the interview. We'll see what you think then. And also your coach is with you. Hi, Coach Trish Miller. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I am fine. So first things first, obviously, congratulations, state champs.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we're very excited.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, a big 4-0 win over Orchard Park. And also you finished in the top 10 in the nation at number 9. That's impressive. And that's got to feel fantastic.
Yes, we are. We're very, very honored and excited.
All right. So let me ask you. So you got the state championship this year. Now, Daniela, where did you all finish last year here in field hockey?
We made it to the section final, but we lost in overtime. So this was a very drastic change for us. And I think we all were very proud of ourselves and to see how we came so far from last year.
Well, it is. And it is very important to realize that, yes, when you said to yourselves going into the season, we need to take that next step, that you were able to do so.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, but I did note here, according to the nomination letter, that it wasn't necessarily the final, the state championship game that was the big one. Your really defining moment for you and the team was the semifinal game. And in that semifinal game, you all were down 2-0 in the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to play. And it says here in the letter that you had the 7 most important saves of your career. As your team came back, tied the score, you had those saves. And then that led you into overtime, which ended up being double overtime. And you got the victory to take you into the championship game. So both of you, talk to me about this game that really was, like I said, the defining moment for you all.
I feel like we went into the game, we kind of knew what we were expecting, but none of us have ever really had the experience at states, and we started off not the best way we could play, and it came to the fourth quarter, and we all were in a circle, and we were like, we need to get this done. We've scored in multiple goals in a quarter before, and I think we all just had a lot of heart, and we knew that we had to do everything we could, and to win this game and leave it on the fields.
Yeah, we went into that game with a game plan. We had scouted, we had a plan, but for whatever reason, the first 3 quarters, I don't know. We were challenged by Lakeland during the season. We were challenged by Greenwich during the season. But we hadn't had a game where we were really put to the wall like we were. And, I think by the fourth quarter, when with only 8 minutes left, we held hands, we sat there together, and we basically said, listen, at this point, we're going to forget everything that just happened. We're going to go in, we're going to play our game. We've scored goals. We've scored a lot of goals in a few minutes, and we need to just put our heads on straight. We need to focus, and we need to put everything else out of our head and go out there and play the game the way we know how to play. We need to follow the plan. And that's what we did. And we scored the 2 goals, and then we went into overtime, and we just did what we needed to do. We prepared, and all season we talked about being better. Every time you step on the field, you have to be better, and we were.
And Daniela, obviously, you after a couple of goals allowed, you suddenly said to yourself, wait a minute, that's not me. That's not what I've done all season. Because, I mean, you had 20 shutouts. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's a New York State record now. I mean, that's incredible. You only allowed 5 goals all season long. So obviously, and that line was correct. You had the 7 most important saves of your career. That's when you stepped it back up. How did it feel for you to start getting those saves and say, you know what, my game is back?
We were down 2-0, and I just I knew I needed to do everything I could to not let the ball go into the cage. I just started to think that I need to do everything I can, be like a brick wall, and just have a lot of heart so that I don't let anything in.
And believe me, she was the players that were shooting on her in this game. They were top players in the mm-hmm. state. They were throwing shots at her. Even a couple were hitting on the post. I mean, she was getting shot at, and she was making some amazing saves that game. And they were top players in the state, yeah. and they were challenging her, and she rose to the occasion.
And I'm sure a game like that, almost, and I don't want to say the word easier, but almost made the championship game probably a little bit easier, because I mean,
well, it was almost like that was the game. You know what I mean? We finished that game. It was so exhilarating that not that the next day wasn't, but it was quite a game.
Yeah.
And I did look up, because you all ended up going 22-0-1. I did look up the one tie. And the one tie was a scoreless tie, what, against Greeley, I think it was.
Yeah, it was against Greeley.
And apparently they had a goalie that stepped up their game, too. Because, I mean, you guys outscored, or you gals outscored your opponents 108-5. You know, so that Greeley goalie obviously did some work that day to hold you scoreless.
She was good, too. Yeah, we were not putting the ball in the cage that game. But, you know, she did a great job. Daniela did a great job. Yeah, that was the game as well. Greeley was also a very good team. But, you know, we after not winning the section last year, we decided as soon as that season ended, our next season began. And we did a lot of off-season training together, and we put the work in, and the result ended up the way we wanted. We decided to take one game at a time this year, one challenge at a time. We wanted our goal was to win the league, which we didn't do last year, and then to win the section. And we really took it one challenge at a time. We didn't look ahead. We didn't get ahead of ourselves, and it paid off.
Yeah. It definitely paid off. And I'm sure what I think you need to do probably is check with the folks at Greeley, because I think they had T-shirts made up that said, "We didn't allow Mamaroneck to score."
That's right. Yes, that's true.
Yay us. Yay us. So
yes,
I noticed too, Daniela, and as with most of the winners, almost pretty much all of the winners I have, that they're all captains of their respective teams. So, and I like asking this questions. Now, look, obviously your play on the field speaks for itself and you lead by example. But what is it like to be the captain, especially to be a sort of mentor for the younger players? Do you feel any kind of pressure in that?
It's not really pressure, but I just know that I have to like step it up and like really be a leader and make sure that everyone is like on top of it, especially like at practice, like make sure we're always going 100%, because like they say, you practice how you play. I just feel like to be a captain, you have to really have a good connection with your team so that you can have like the friendship bond, but also like the leader bond, and balance it out.
And then, you know, when, you know, you've got that mentorship, that leader bond, but what about the folks on the field, your other teammates who you turn to help you out? You know, what folks are those?
I feel like everyone, we all communicate a lot. We have a lot of trust with each other. I feel like trust is definitely a big part of leadership and like having a good team, because if you trust each other on the field, like you can go far.
And I'm sure that's probably something that you picked up from, you know, the captains when you were younger, because I always wonder what it is that those folks taught you when you were a younger player that you've been able to impart to the younger players now.
Yeah, I feel like we've always looked up to the other teams and the captains, and my sister was a captain.
Okay. there's a lot of family affairs when it comes to the Con Ed Awards. So
I just feel like we've seen those girls in the past and how they've led their teams to state championships and just a great season. So we had to do the same thing and just like lead our team to the states.
Now about some of the younger players, did you see any improvement this season that you were particularly proud of in some of the younger ones?
Definitely. Some people last season didn't even see the field, and this year they earned themselves starting spots. And
nice.
I just feel like everyone put in the work, and we all wanted it, everyone.
Well, that's great. Well, again, congratulations on you all getting it. And I do see here that you were the Rutgers New Jersey Knights MVP goalie for the summer. Now, what is that team? What league is that you're playing in?
So this summer, our team took a trip to New Jersey and we like trained with the Rutgers field hockey team and their coaches. It was for like 3 days, I think, just to help us prepare for our preseason and to like find our skills.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool, and it's nice to get that kind of that kind of experience with some older players like that. Now, also, it's not just field hockey, but I see that you play basketball, and so tell me a little bit about basketball, and also, coach, you can note this as well. A lot of the coaches, actually, all of the coaches that I talk to, love having multi-sport athletes because those athletes are able to take something from one discipline and apply it to another, and vice versa. So, how does it feel for you, Danielle? Like, say, when you're playing field hockey, what is it that you're able to bring from basketball? And then again, that vice versa when you get into your basketball season coming up.
Definitely my communication in basketball, talking is very big because you have to find each other on the court. And I also like my agility. I feel like we do a lot of running and like, I don't know, a lot of stuff in basketball that prepares me for field hockey.
Yeah, it is. It's great to have multi-sport athletes. I think it's and a lot of our players are multi-sport athletes, and you know, being able to support the multi-sport athlete. I think it's harder and harder these days for kids to play more than one sport. The demands of being an off, you know, training in the off season, but you know, if they're training in another sport and they're staying in shape, I think, you know, as long as they give time to your sport, you know, and they can balance it. I think it's a great thing. I think it is great for kids to be able to play more than one sport. And a lot of our players do play more than one sport. And I do think it's a great advantage.
And I definitely agree with you there as well. Now I'm going to assume, Daniela, that field hockey is the top of the list, but which one did you start with? Which one did you start playing first? I'm just curious, basketball or field hockey?
I think basketball when I was little, because it was just more available, but I always did like field hockey clinics with Miller and the Sand Shore Tigers, so they're both kind of available to me.
And coach, so just talk to me a little bit about Daniela. You've coached her for all these years. You've seen how she's progressed, you know, not only as a player but also as a leader. Let me know a little bit about her.
Daniela has, you know, she's, I've coached her since she was little. Her older sister played for us. Who's now playing at Sacred Heart. So her family has been part of the field hockey family forever. Her younger sister also plays for us. So the Marasca family has been with the field hockey family for a very long time, and we're very proud and honored to have them with us. They're a great family. So Daniela's been with me since she's been a little girl. We run clinics and camps here through the Sound Shore Tigers, and Daniela's been coming since she's been little, and her growth has been phenomenal. She's a very steady, very committed, and she's got the heart that, you know, no one else has. She's, you know, she's the one that's always giving constructive criticism to everybody on the team. She'll always have something positive to say. She leads by example. And, you know, during the season, we may not get a ton of action down on her, but when she does, she comes through phenomenally. She is, you know, does she may not get a ton of shots on her, but whenever she does, she pulls through for us. She is always reliable. She's always there. Like I said, leads by example, and she definitely is the heart of this team.
And thus
And she's
that semifinal game when it comes to
absolutely, you know, you would think somebody that doesn't always get it, you know, when they get it, maybe they're not ready, maybe they're not there, but she's mentally tough. She's strong, and she pulls through when you need her, and that's the most important thing for a leader and somebody that you want leading your team and somebody you want in that goal.
And that obviously worked out again with the championship. So great for both of
Yes.
you and great for the entire team and the school. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior field hockey star at Mamaroneck High School, Daniela Maresca. So, Daniela, this award is, you know, is multi-parts or I almost said multi-parted. Yeah, like I'm good at this or something. But anyway, the academic side is obviously very big, and you've got that pretty well in hand with a 94 average, ICAP courses, and even some classes gaining you some college credits as well. Now, what are those classes, by the way?
Journalism, it's like a
Oh, nice.
news kind of class. Spanish. I think that gives me college credits.
Okay. All right.
And
Very
then
nice. And
I'm an
with
AP macro.
okay, and with your classwork, what is it that strikes your fancy the most? Maybe something that you might consider when you get to college, when you move forward.
I'm really interested in like psychology. There's a psych and lit class that I might take next like semester. So I think that'll be really interesting.
Okay, yeah, and that probably answers another question that I ask is usually, is there any class that you've taken that kind of surprised you, that maybe you didn't expect to like it as much as you thought you might? And that could be the case with this one coming up, but have there been any others?
Journalism, which is what I'm taking right now. It's like I don't know. I didn't think I'd be interested in like news or journalists, but it's actually very interesting.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And also, I see that you started what the Project Purple, a group in here, a group that says it's there to raise awareness of drugs and substance abuse in schools. What had you begin this group? What had you start this group?
So in 10th grade in health, we learned about Chris Herren and his story. We watched a documentary. So me and my friend were really interested in that, and we wanted to keep raising awareness for people who also enjoyed it or want to learn more about like drug and substance abuse. So we were also raising money to hopefully in the future get Chris Herren to come and speak at our school or like in our community.
No, that's fantastic. That's been good for you all. Good for you all. Now, also, I see that you volunteer for Fields for Kids, and also you volunteer at the Fuller Center. What do you all do there at the Fuller Center?
At the Fuller Center, we were there was a big flood that happened a few years ago, so we were building like tables and like cleaning out homes that were flooded, and it's just a big community service project to help all the people who have like suffered in our community.
And I'll bet volunteering to help teach the kids when it comes to the game has got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love kids and I love sports, so it really went well together. Fields for Kids is a great like club. I don't it's they're building new fields for us, and I just feel like connecting with the kids and wanting to get them like interested in sports is a very good thing at a young age.
Oh, it is fantastically so. I mean, just to get them out of the house, for God's sake, you know, I mean,
Yes.
in the world we live in today, to get them outside in the sun and playing something athletic and staying in shape and having some fun while they're at it. Holy cow, what a novel concept there, huh?
And it's great. And it's great because we don't have a youth field hockey program in Mamaroneck. Kids don't start playing field hockey around here until 7th grade, until they play modified. So we try to run some like little clinics and camps for field hockey here where they can play for a week just so that they're introduced to it. So it's not just soccer and lacrosse and softball
Right.
that they know. And all the field hockey players volunteer at that so that the kids have some fun and they know what field hockey is so that they're introduced to it a little bit at a young age.
Oh, that's great. And also, and this is very interesting, you volunteer at the Village of Mamaroneck Police Department, and you have for 5 years. What do you do there?
My dad is a police officer, so
Okay.
whenever they have events, like me and my sisters will go help out with like a food stand or like coffee, stuff like that.
Okay, that's great. I always ask this question, but obviously, Daniela, you are a very, very busy person. I mean, you've got a lot going on. You're a multi-sport star, excuse me. You still got basketball to come. Is there anything in particular that you do to give yourself just a little bit of a break? You know, just to take a breather, just to give yourself a chance to sit back if you can.
Not really, but I play the viola, so I feel
Oh,
like
nice.
that helps me stay calm. But I feel like with my time management, when I have a busy schedule, it keeps me more like to not procrastinate. Like I can get all my schoolwork done and I know I have like a set schedule, so.
No, I can understand that. I find myself here at work. If I have moments where I don't have something to do, those are bad moments. You know, I
Too
need
much time on our hands.
exactly. I need the focus as well. So now moving forward, Daniela, have you thought about the schools? Is there any in particular? Anybody come a knocking, or do you have any ideas?
Yeah, in August I committed to Kane University in New Jersey. It's
Oh,
a
nice.
D3 school. So I'm very excited for that, and I can't wait to like pursue my career after high school.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Coach, before we wrap things up here, how about, and I know it's weird. Every week I say to myself, Steve, you got to figure out something else to ask besides saying final words. but how about some final thoughts? How about some more thoughts on Daniela and as she moves forward?
I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of all she's accomplished. She, like I said, is I'm going to miss her very much. She's been the backbone of this team. She has accomplished more than I could ever imagine that she would accomplish at Mamaroneck. She leaves a legacy of, we talk a lot about Mamaroneck, about tradition and legacy. She's left a legacy here that I'm very proud of her. And I wish her all of the best. And I know she'll be back just like her sister was back, and she'll be back cheering us on. And she's left big shoes to fill, and I couldn't be more proud of her.
Well, it is still a family affair, though. Didn't you say there's a
Yeah.
younger sister as well? Yes.
Yes.
So not quite yet, Coach. Not quite. You've still got a Maresca in the wings.
Yes, I still have one.
Well, congrats again on the award, Daniela, and congrats once again to you and the coach and the team for the championship and for Mamaroneck High School's Daniela Maresca. I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD. Oh, ladies, that was great. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
And again, Daniela, a very well-deserved award, and I can see how much so more so now that we've had a chance to talk.
Thank you
Thank
so
you very
much.
much. We appreciate your time.
All right. Well, you all enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
You
Thank
too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.